It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at the Fortside Fieldhouse as our Fort Recovery Indians is hosting Mississinewa Valley on Hall of Fame night. Jordan Winter and Brian Patch bringing you the action tonight. So, Jordan, pretty cool Hall of Fame introduction.
Yeah, absolutely. We had two great candidates, and it's always nice seeing a good turnout for those two.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jenna Jenkins, Nestrick, and Joanna Snyder Hyatt is the two that were inducted tonight. Both of them played women's basketball here at Fort Recovery, and Joanna obviously did a few other things, and so did Jenna with, I think, volleyball and softball and some things like that. But I think most of them, they probably got in mainly on their basketball merit, I'm assuming, since they were both really good basketball players and went on to college play basketball with Jenna at Findlay and Joanna at Ohio Northern. So
yeah, and it's always nice to have a good turnout with their families, and you can only wish them the best. And you know, those are the kind of people too, you're like, man, hopefully they move back to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I don't think either one are coming back just with their jobs and where they're located now with Findlay and Sydney. But we have the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks coming in tonight with a 5-12 record, 3-6 in the conference. You know, and I don't think it's mainly about them. I think it's mainly about us tonight.
I do too. You know, I think it's going to be one of those nights where it's like, you know what, we want to see Fort Recovery basketball. You know, I feel like the last couple games we've gotten to habits of playing to the other team's calibers or, you know, playing their game. And hopefully we can see some good basketball tonight by the Indians.
Absolutely. Let's take a break here, and we have about 5 minutes to tip time, and we'll pay some bills.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU of Heron Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
We're here on the Wayne IGA pregame show talking to Coach Bob Leverett. Mississinewa Valley tonight. What do we have to do, and what do they have? What are they bringing to the Fortside Fieldhouse?
So they're just a really scrappy team. Not real big. They got a couple 6'2 kids, 6'1, 5'10. But it's your typical Mississinewa team that's very scrappy. A team that if you let hang around will get confidence. and has a chance to beat you at the end if they get that confidence going. So, but if we come out and do our thing and kind of put them away early, they will hopefully go away. So that's the plan. Jump on them early and hopefully get it over with.
All right. That's Coach Bob Leverett talking to us on Hall of Fame night. And we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here on Hall of Fame night as the Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. Again, we are getting ready here for tip time. We have a little over a minute. And, you know, recapping last night, hopefully we can get off the snide here and get consistent. This is the time you want to get hot, getting ready to go in a tournament, Jordan. It's not the time you want to be, you know, riding that roller coaster ride.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. You know, I think right now we really got to find ourselves and really play some disciplined basketball, because I think we're getting to that stage where we're kind of out of sorts and we don't really know what to make of ourselves right now.
Well, you know, the other part is we went from 1,000 sets in a game. Literally, they had over 100 and some sets they had to know, to where Coach Leverett's, you know, letting them play motion and stuff like that. I think part of it, too, is trying to figure that style and system out with the kids, because they've been so restricted on what they could do. Now, all of a sudden, it's like open rein, go play. And I think part of that for the kids is trying to figure that out, like the whole system with Coach Leverett. And I think that's going to take some time. And, you know, we want instant results, and it's just not going to be that way when you've been restricted for the last 3 years. And I think that's something the kids and also the coaches, you know, are trying to play through and work on as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, we will take a break here and listen to our Star Spangled Banner. We'll be back.
Wintertime is a great time to make a big old batch of chili, and Wayne IGA has everything you'll need for your family's favorite wintertime meal. They have the beans, the tomato juice and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, a large selection of seasonings to spice it up just right, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. Just stop by Wayne IGA today and pick up everything you'll need to warm up your family on those chilly winter nights. Great selection and great prices every day at Wayne IGA. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your chores before you start making phone calls.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
All right, we are back at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Again, the Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks. And for the Mississinewa Valley Blackhawks, Jordan, you want to go through their starting lineup?
Yeah, they got a full group of seniors here. They got number 5, Troy Woodbury, 5'9" senior. Number 12, Jake Loy, 6'1" senior. Number 14, Drew
Anguiano.
Anguiano, thank you for that. Number 14, 6'1" senior. And Dylan Wordcamp, a junior, number 21, 5'11", and following up with senior Connor Shimp, number 23, 5'11".
Yeah, I just know that because Daniel played baseball with him for a lot of years.
Okay, so okay.
That's the only reason why I know his last name. Otherwise, I'd botch that thing in a heartbeat.
You saved me there. Thank you.
And for our Fort Recovery Indians and Coach Bob Lovera, it's the same lineup we've gone with now since day one, and that is two juniors. It is Troy Holman, number 10, a 6-foot junior there, 6'4", number 12, Rex Leverett. Our three seniors is 6-foot Landon Post, 6'7", Daniel Patch, and 6'5", Kale Ramon. So getting ready for Kale to go around through the line here, the student section, and getting ready for the tip-off. So nice crowd tonight. We had the little Indians cheerleaders at the JV halftime. Of course, we had the Hall of Fame night.
That's why I couldn't find a parking spot.
Yep, so good crowd tonight. Student section, we got the band here and Mr. Canoe. So, again, we are, I think, 4 games away. We have Mississinewa here tonight. Next Friday, we travel over to Minster and take the Wildcats on there. Single weekend. The following weekend, we have, I think it is New Bremen, maybe, on senior night.
I think you're right. I think you're
and
right.
Then we have, I think it's Newton is on Saturday.
Yep.
I think those are our final games. So I think we, like I said, need to try to get this wrapped up, ready to go here on our, thanks for listening, on our Wayne IGA pregame show and ready for the 10 cover tip off. And Kel Ramo controls the tip, gets it to Daniel, back to Kel, over to Rex Leverett, up top to Daniel Patch, inside to Kel Ramo for an easy 2. Nice inside, outside, high-low look from Daniel to Kel to get us started there on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard.
Not much defense there. I think we're going to see a lot of that.
No, I mean, that was about as easy as you could get laying it in. And turnover on the Blackhawks. Landon Post picks it up, pushes quickly down the floor. Wide open 3 for him. 5-0 Indians lead on a 3-pointer by Landon Post. Good hustle back by Landon. Is able to try to deflect that away in front of Lori Potcutter over there. About hits Lori. She was a shooter in her day there, Jordan.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
She could play. She was on our good girls teams.
Oh, that's good. When would that have been?
Oh, I don't want to give her age away, but it's a little before your and I's time.
Okay.
Shout out to Chuck Etzler as well. Talked to his wife today, lovely wife, Kathy. Kathy at the junior high 7th grade game for the girls. And Chuck, hopefully you can get healthy. Shot up there, no good for the Blackhawks. And Kel Rammel corrals the rebound. Pushes ahead to Daniel Patch. Ahead to Rex Leverett. Rex drives. Spins back up. Daniel skips it over to Landon on the right-hand side. Kel Rammel gets the ball inside. And a nice shot there by Kel, but misses it right back up. Gets fouled from behind. I think Kel's going to have a good night tonight.
I think so.
My goodness, they're letting him catch it literally point-blank range at the basket every time right now.
Yeah, there's no pressure getting him out of the lane. I mean, it's an easy post-up every time.
And there's not much ball pressure either, so we can throw that thing in there anytime we want. Kel Ramel does miss the free throw on the Hall Brother free throw line.
And for us, you know, they got a couple guys that are 6 foot one, but I don't know if those are true stats or not. I mean, I feel like we're
They're not big burly guys at 6 foot one, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Right now the Indians are matchup 2-3 zone. Deep three for Woodbury and hits it. If he's anything like his sister will shoot him from the white volleyball line. It looks like he will as well. Rex Leverett has the ball for the Indians inside to Kel Rammel. Kel Rammel drop step scores left-handed. Nice move by Kel. He has five for the night. 8-3 Indians lead on the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter scoreboard. 6:15 to go.
Ball over to Woodbury. Woodbury inside to
Angriano. Nice pass on the back door pass, but misses it. Was Loy. Post has the ball over to Rim on the three-point line. Kel drives in. Kick out to Daniel Patch.
Deep three.
Oh. Daniel hits that one. It is 11-3 all Indians with 6 minutes to go here. 30-second timeout. Let's take one with them.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Have you been getting a lot of calls from a little boy?
Well, as a matter of fact, we have.
That's my son. He always talks about how you have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
Derek.
Yes, Mom.
You've got to stop bothering those nice folks at work.
But, Mom, I love talking to them.
Well, I would love it if you would finish your...
Eat in or carry out. You can contact any Suns member for tickets, and we appreciate all the support we can get. Thank you.
Fort Recovery Radio Bulletin Board reminds you to buy local from businesses like this one who help keep you up to date on what's happening in the Fort Recovery area.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks.
The Indians with a one tick under six to go in the first quarter.
We were talking about those white three-point lines. I think Daniel just had one.
Yeah, he was back there a little ways. Looks good when it goes through.
Weerkamp bring the ball up the floor. Passes over to Shimp. Shimp back to Weerkamp. Pulls up three. Top of the key. Air ball.
Good defense by Landon Post out contesting that shot.
Yeah, they're showing really good movement on that matchup zone there.
Yeah. Key to that is make sure we're talking and communicating, getting the matchup, obviously. That's the key to the matchup 2-3. Which we've done so far. Hopefully we can continue. Three for Landon Post in the corner. Good. Besides some missed layups, we've gotten rebounds on. We are on fire now. 14-3. Turnover by the Blackhawks. Landon Post gets it. Dribbles down the floor. Stop and pulls a three. Oh, in and out. Nice shot by Landon. Kel Rammel with the rebound. Up left-handed and no good. Good look by the Indians right there. I love that three in transition by Landon.
I do too.
Best time to shoot it is in transition. You got the defense is always getting back in the paint and covering. Deep three on this end by Woodbury. No good. Rebound by Rammel. Pushes ahead to Post. As I was saying, you get rebounders to help. Troy Holman with the ball up top. Drives over. Kick to Daniel Patch. Yep. Skips it over to Rex Leverett.
No, I'm going to rotate that.
Yep. Troy Holman has the ball now. Nice cut by Rex. Opens it up for Daniel. No good. Just a little short. Drew Anguiano with the drive, up and in, no good right there. Rebound from Daniel. Over to Kel. Landon Post is slowing it down a little bit. Pushes ahead to Troy Holman. Over to Kel Rammel. Over to Rex Leverett on the right baseline, no good. Landon Post with the rebound, put back good.
And you know, one thing I would... Excuse me.
Yep.
One thing I do wish I would like to see is a little bit more ball rotation on that zone against, you know, the Blackhawks. Yeah.
Right now we can get any three we want, and when we hit a few of them, you know, we're going to shoot those because it's hard not to. You
know,
when you see the ball going in at the rate it is right now with 4 minutes to go, we got 16 points in this quarter. Thing is also, we also know we can go get any rebound we want. So,
yeah.
Nice little inbounds play for the Blackhawks, and Drew Anguiano hits that shot, giving them 5-16. And Loy has the ball, bringing it up. Throws it over to Anguiano on the right-hand side. Back to Woodbury. Over to Anguiano, back to Woodbury. Over to top of the key to Woodcamp. Woodcamp back to Anguiano up top. Blackhawks are being patient here. Indians do go man-to-man this time.
Anguiano over to Shimp. Shimp back to Anguiano.
Knocked away there.
And they are just out of all kinds of sorts, I think.
Yeah, our defense right now is... Oh, could have had a trap right there. Deflection there by Kel Rammel. And Blackhawks do retain the ball.
Shimp back over to Weerkamp. Weir Camp attacks the rim. Jumper, air balls. It's going to be white ball.
Good defense by our Indians contesting things right now. We're active.
16-5 on the Fort Recovery Insurance scoreboard. You know, I keep doing that. That's a quarter sponsor.
It's all right. Yeah, you know, it's first quarter scoreboard.
We still got to rep them, right?
Yeah. They pay. They pay, Neil. We got to get a shout out to them. Troy Holman driving in here. Nice pass to Rex Leverett. Rex up off the glass. Good finish by Rex Leverett, giving us 18. Blackhawks 5. 3 minutes to go. Quickly down the floor is Werkamp. Indians back into a 2-3 matchup again. Mixing some defenses up here. Maybe could be hit, makes and misses. That could be what we're doing. I like that if that's the case. Contested shot. No good there by Daniel. A rebound by Rammel. Outlet to Troy Holman. Pushing it up the floor. No good, but gets fouled. Good take by Troy.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. You know, I'd rather... there's so many times I see point guards, they make that bend, when sometimes I wish they would just go right to the rim.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I like to see right there as Troy's getting ready to step up, shoot some free throws in the Hall Brothers free throw line is, how about a little Euro step?
No, that's right.
Or even just jump stop. Let that defender go by and step through with the left hand. That step through move is so efficient because the defense is reacting to that. Troy Holman misses the first free throw there. Wholesale changes coming in. Landon Post, Daniel Patch, and Kel Rammel check out. And Alex Dews and Reese Guggenbiller and Riggs Toby step in. I thought Riggs and Reese played well last night for us.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, they gave us some good minutes and
did some good things. Troy misses the second one, and Alex hits it out going for a rebound.
And looks like the Indians are going to put a little pressure, a little zone press.
Yep, 2-2-1. Back two, I believe. It's going to be our matchup.
Blackhawks break it.
Back to our matchup, 2-3. Right now we have Shemp over to Loy, up to Werkamp, over to Woodbury. Right now they've just played almost a whole quarter and haven't subbed.
Yeah.
So they must not be real deep here.
Wondering the same thing there.
Loy turns the ball over. Reese Guggenbiller picks it up. Looking to push in transition. Has Riggs on the left side if he wants it. Instead, skips it over to Troy Holman. Alex Dews wide open three.
Ooh.
No good there for Alex. Here's the one thing that also I've noticed we do a lot is when we shoot it, all five guys crash, which is okay if you get a rebound.
That's right.
Because if you don't, this is where St. Henry was killing us last night, was we got no one back. And that's a point guard's responsibility is to get back and cover the basket. I just noticed that. True. Anguiano quickly pulls it up, misses it, and put back in for Connor Shemp, 5'11 senior, giving him his first 2 points. Indians quickly right back. Riggs Toby shoots and misses it in transition. Rex Leverett cleans up the rebound. Giving Rex 4 quick points here. 20 for the Indians, 7 for the Blackhawks. Minute 30 to go. Indians employing that 2-2-1 again. Anguiano over to Shemp. Shemp for 3, no good. Troy Holman with the backside rebound. Get it in the middle there, Troy, and attack it. He is. Nice pass to Riggs Toby. Gets fouled on the shot. And that's the difference thing you just talked about right there. Instead of attacking it, you know, kind of maybe out of control a little bit, getting a contested shot, Troy got it to the middle, what you just said, and we hit Riggs for a backside layup.
Yeah, I feel like we just keep attacking hard. Even against St. Henry, I feel like we had a lot of actions where we would delay and we pause, and then it was like, oh, we should have just attacked. But
Riggs is able to get that free throw down on the Hall Brother free throw line. Second one is good for Riggs, giving him 2 on the night.
Back in our 2-2-1.
I like this defense right here. You slow him down, you can press him, you can mix up what you want to do. One-handed baseball pass, nice catch by Anguiano, nice spin move in there. Kick it back to Werkamp, swings the ball over. Good ball movement
Shemp
by the Blackhawks.
Got it.
Yep, good ball movement for Shemp there. Recipient of that. Indians quickly down the floor. Riggs Toby up to Reese Guggenbiller on the left-hand side. Wow, Reese turned down a shot. Yeah. Over to Rex Leverett, back to Reese. Reese, they're not guarding, but shoot it. Over to Rex Leverett. Backside miss. Alex Dews, though, cleans it up. Good rebound and put back there, Alex Dews. Anguiano against the press. Over to Loy. Back to Shemp inside. Gets blocked by Rex Leverett. Good help side recover there, Rex, on the press.
Yep. honestly, the Blackhawks are doing a good job of getting the ball in the middle. I mean,
right.
They're breaking it, but I do like they're taking some risky passes. There's one-handed passes like you were talking about earlier. And
well, the other thing it does is it speeds it up.
Yeah.
You know, it gets us more possessions. If you're the better team, you want more possessions. If you're not the better team, you want to slow it down. Shot up there, no good for the Blackhawks. Rebound for Holman. And obviously, it's 24-10. I'd say we're the better team currently right now.
Yeah.
So we want more possessions for us.
Yeah.
Good ball movement by the Indians. Nice spin move by Riggs. Toby just missed it. Anguiano with the rebound. Going to be reaching foul. The one thing, though, last night I know Coach was not happy with. We shoot the ball way too early at the end of quarters. And we give the other team so many second, you know, opportunities at the end of the quarter. This one, I don't know if it's going to matter being up 14 with 13 seconds to go in the first. But last night it did hurt us a couple times as St. Henry did hit a three. Holman, great pressure defense. Yeah. Wehrkamp loses the ball. 4-3-2. Oh, my goodness. We just got out of the way. Good take by Riggs. Toby. Our defense just vanished.
Yeah.
Like we were Casper the Ghost. We just disappeared.
In the matter of 7 seconds.
Actually, it's about 5 seconds. He went the whole length of the floor as we just left him. Luckily, Riggs Toby steps in and take a charge with 0.2 seconds. To save the day there for the Indians.
And, you know, kind of like what you were just saying before, it's like the end of the quarters, it's like we stopped playing.
Right. Luckily, nothing good of that came from the Blackhawks, for the Indians' sake anyway, I should say. And we, in that quarter, 24-10 Indians. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, our compounding pharmacist works with healthcare providers to change the form of medications to make it easier to use. We add flavors, adjust the strength, or combine drugs to make a customized medication for the patient. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or visit us at kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here to start the second quarter. And our second quarter sponsor is Kalp Pharmacy. We'll be Mrs. Sinewell Ball. And for the Indians on the floor, we have Toby Guggenbiller, Post, Rammel, and Patch.
And I have yet to see the Blackhawks up.
You are correct.
I mean, I don't see a single boy down there sitting on the bench sweating. So,
three for Woodbury. Deep three air ball. Post with the rebound. And a quote, a movie from the Hoosiers, my team is on the floor.
There you go.
Wide open three for Daniel. Turns it down to Landon. Back to Daniel. Over to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese drives baseline. Throws it to Kel Rammel. Kel splits the defense. Throws it to Daniel. Back to Kel Rammel. Kel Rammel back to Daniel. Back to Kel.
Good inside out game.
Kel up and good. This reminds me of one of those. Those two just pass back and forth, too. They get closer and closer and closer to the basket as they both just kept passing over the top of 6 foot and 6 foot one until Kel got inside to score.
And Indians back in their 2-3 zone.
I think this might give them fits tonight with our length.
I think so, too.
Wehrkamp has the ball up top, drives in. We're doing a great job of talking. Deep three from Shimp over there. No good. Toby with the rebound. Even the shots they're taking are contested right now and deep. Landon Post up to Daniel Patch. Swings over to Reese Guggenbiller. Yes, nice ball movement. Daniel with a little 15-footer. Good. Great ball movement.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when you're going against the zone, that's the number one thing that beats it.
You know, you've been talking about that all night. Indians didn't settle right there. Instead, attacked the gap, and we got a great look. Shemp thinks about a three, but since he missed that last one, probably decided not to. But you got to keep shooting if you're a shooter. Woodbury has the ball, gets it into Anguiano on the high post, where you want to attack the zone, just where we did. Back to Wehrkamp, deep three, no good. Post with the rebound. Landon surveying what he has, over to Kel Rammel on the right-hand side. Kel drives in, stop pops, over to Guggenbiller, back to Daniel Patch, inside to Rammel. Kel drop steps up and good. Kel making that look easy. Indians lead right now 30-10. Indians on a 6-0 run. So Miss Sinewall is taking a 30-second timeout. Let's take one with them.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049. Your partner in planning and making you first.
All right, we're back on the Calp Pharmacy second quarter scoreboard. 6:03 to go. Indians have 30. Mississippi Blackhawks have 10. And again, they've taken two timeouts here and yet to sub.
Yeah.
And you're down 20 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. I'm not really sure I understand the philosophy there.
And, you know, they're not trying hard to get the ball, and they're obviously a three-point team, I guess you would say, but we haven't seen them make too many.
No, not when you only got 10. Angry Allen has the ball in the high post, gets it down inside as we say that. Good high-low action.
That one.
Way to go.
Oh, man.
The broadcaster's jinx right there. Yeah. Lloyd gets the ball inside for two. Post has the ball on the right-hand side. They're going man-to-man now. That's the change for him. Riggs Toby, nice spin move. Up and no good. A little hard off the glass for Riggs, but great move. I like it, Riggs. Nice spin move. Just couldn't finish it inside. Lloyd has the ball up to Wortkamp. Wortkamp's trying to get him organized. Over to Shemp. Shemp back to Woodbury up top, guarded by Landon. Dribbles back to the circle. Goes it into Lloyd in there. Backdoor cut. Nice offense right there. Shemp is the recipient of that. Nice pass. Riggs Toby in transition. No one even picks him up. And I think he was shocked at how wide open he was.
Great finish. He got up there pretty high, too.
He did. Good take by Toby. Blackhawks have the ball over to Shemp, over to Anguiano. Thinks about a three, drives baseline, cut off by Reese Guggenbiller. Good defense.
Dribbles off his leg.
Yep, out of bounds. Holman and Leverett in to replace Guggenbiller and Toby. Leverett checking back in for the Indians. Right now we got Patch, Rammel, Leverett, Holman, and Post are starters on the floor.
You know, from a confidence standpoint, this game does help you, but sometimes it makes you wonder how much.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to say it like that, but... played in games like this, and
the other part, nice little spin move by Leverett, misses it. Rammel gets offensive and some rebound put back for Cal Rammel, giving him 11 on the night. Well, the other thing is, are you learning any bad habits along the way? And this is a game at this point in the season, you don't want to get bad habits.
Exactly.
You want to be playing well, but you know, sometimes these games do help your confidence, so it is what it is.
Woodbury for a corner three.
No good.
Long rebound and gets over to Daniel Patch.
And outlets the post ahead in transition, throws back to Rammel. Three for Kel, comes up way short there. Rebound Blackhawks, and Wortkamp drives in. Nice spin move, probably got fouled, and they call it late. You know, I think that's one of those moves you see a lot in college. To keep the flow going is if he makes that, they probably don't call a foul.
I agree.
But since he missed it, they'll call a foul. And, you know, our fans aren't saying anything because we're up by 20 right now. But, you know, if that's a close game, our fans are going berserk because it's a late call. And I think it's a good call because, you know, they're trying to get the flow of the game going. So.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
And Wortkamp misses the first free throw. Alex Deuce checks in to replace Daniel Patch. Wortkamp steps to the Hall Brother free throw line and hits that one, giving him his first points on the night. Post ahead to Alex Dews. Alex was wide open, could have shot it. I mean, there was no one even guarding him. Alex drives in there now, across the floor, misses it. Cal Rammel puts back, no good, off Alex Dews' hands. Right now, the Indians are just playing volleyball back and forth on any missed shot.
Yeah, we're struggling a little bit to finish some of our bunny shots, but hopefully comes around here.
Indians lead with 3:37 to go in the second quarter, 34-15.
Indians back into the man defense. Yep.
Woodbury's bringing it up across the court against Landon Post for one of our best defenders. Got a uncontested. That was a breakdown defensively. Angriano, 15-footer. I'm not sure where our defense was there. Post has the ball for the Indians. Brings it over to Holman on the right-hand side. Looking for Kel coming off of a screen. Shot fake drives. Kicks over to Landon. Open three. Good for Landon. He has been hot the last few games. Unfortunately, unfortunately, we've gone away from him at times when he's been hot. I like to see us do a little better job of finding him more when he is hot. Right now, he's got 11 on the night. Shot up, no good. Anguiano with the rebound, blocked by Leverett. Does recover it. Outlets the Rammel. Back to post. Open three again for Landon. Hits that one. That's exactly what we were talking about. If you're hot, keep firing, Landon.
Yeah. Landon's sporting about 14 points right now just in the first half.
Oh, my goodness. A deep three from Woodbury. Contested even.
Got it.
That's good defense. It's just a good hit.
Yeah.
Answers back. Indians lead right now by 20. 40-20. 2:20 to go. Leverett gets it inside to Rammel. Drop step up for Kell. Loses his balance over to Holman. Over to Landon Post. Open three.
Check.
Misses it. Here's the thing, though. Don't stop shooting.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
My goodness. That thing right now is the ocean for Landon Post. And he's out in it deep.
Yep.
If Landon shoots any three right now, I'm clapping.
Me too.
It is a good shot for him right now. Daniel does check in and replace Cal Rammel, who deserves the break with his effort on the glass there tonight. Woodbury has the ball guarded by Holman up top. Over to Loy. Over to Woodbury. Drives in. Wild shot. No good. Rebound Daniel. Throws it ahead to Alex Deuce. Alex drives in. Over to Daniel. Nice pass into Troy Holman. Throws it into Daniel and scores. Nice pass to Troy. Good cut by Daniel.
Yeah, it was. Right down the center of the lane. It's perfect. Ship with the ball over on the wing. Pass it back up to Wercamp. Wercamp dribbles. Pass over Woodbury. Deep three.
Wow.
Off front of the rim. Troy home with rebound. Troy pushes the ball up down the center. Looking.
Oh, yep.
Gets first ball down to Rex Leverett.
Good. Thought I was going to miss him.
I did too.
Rex was so wide open. It was a little late, but did find him.
Indians clean the ball up with offensive rebound. Rex attacks to the rim and one. Got it.
Good attack.
Leverett going to the line for three.
Good attack by Rex right there. Yeah, Rex was so wide open and Troy didn't see him. And
yeah, those are one of those times where you cross the ball over and right as you're crossing over, you're like, oh man, yeah, that's always a tough one.
I wish I would have picked it up.
Yeah.
Rex misses that on the Hall Brothers free throw line, but Riggs Toby with the rebound. Over to Rex, back to Riggs, inside to Daniel. Nice pass from Daniel to Riggs on a give and go, and scores for Riggs Toby. Right now, the Indians are scoring fast and furious. It's 46-20 with under a minute to go.
Wercamp back over to Shemp on the wing. Back over to Wercamp, top of the key.
Good deflection by Riggs Toby there.
The steal.
Ooh. And it's going to be a blocking call on Wercamp. That's a tough call on him.
Yeah.
Riggs was kind of slow, falling down a little bit. But.
And, you know, I hate to keep banging on this door, but the Blackhawks have yet to sub.
They just played a whole half with no sub, down 26.
I mean, I don't care what team you are. That's tough.
Yes, especially after you had a game last night, which they got beat fairly easy as well. Daniel Patchett, ball inside. Dumps it off to Riggs. Toby again gets blocked from behind. Riggs gets it back, up and no good, and gets called for the foul. You know, you can't control your opponent, who you're playing, but the one thing I do like that the Indians control right now is our ball movement.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We're not being selfish.
No, we are not. You know, I like that role model. You know, one more pass, one more pass. And
you know, I will say last night I got spoiled, Jordan, by the St. Henry stat crew giving me stats at the end of every quarter, because we don't keep stats. And, you know, I'm saying probably most of our shots right now are assisted.
Yeah.
Besides the free throws that Riggs just cashed in and hit both on.
And back over to Woodbury. Woodbury on the wing. Skip past Anguiano.
Nice ball fake.
Got it.
It's that one.
Riggs there scored a 23.
47-23, Indians. Under 19 seconds to go. Post has the ball on the right-hand side. Drives to the middle of the floor. Jump stops over to Riggs. Riggs quickly drives in. Shoot that reverse. Riggs, there you go. Got possibly fouled. They didn't call it. 5 seconds. Woodbury has the ball.
Pick him up.
Dribbles over the corner. Fade away three. Ooh. No good off the back of the rim. Good half for the Indians as we go into halftime, leading 47-23. Quick evaluation of that.
I mean, for us, it's a great ball movement by the Indians. I mean, a lot of good scores by, you know, numerous guys on our team. And the Blackhawks, I still can't figure it out. I'm struggling over here, Coach. But, you know, what did you get out of it?
Yeah. It is what it is. Obviously, you know, we're the better team right now, and we're coming out and proving that. I mean, we put up 47. You know, we didn't have that last night at all. And, you know, we're imposing our will, and we're doing what we're supposed to do, and hopefully we continue to do that. And hopefully we try to get better. You know, as a coach, I hated games like this just because I didn't want to get in bad habits. But at the same time, it is nice a little bit for your kids. It is. Hopefully we can use that as a confidence booster, and hopefully we get better from it, right? Because that's what we're trying to do at this point in the game, is just get better and get ready for tournaments. So
that's right. Absolutely.
Let's take a break.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, you can run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. The Kubota B-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glensert from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, we're back here. Our varsity leads at halftime, 47-23. Quarter scores went like this. 24-10 was the score at the end of one. The Indians outscored the Blackhawks in the second quarter, 23-13, to put the score at 47-23, which is what we currently have. Leading the way for the Indians was Kel Rammel with 11. Actually, Landon Post with 14. And he had a nice half for the Indians. You know, he had 14 last night and got one shot second half. And that's something that I think we got to do a better job of is when a guy is hot like that, give him the ball. And we, you know, we've been begging for that second score all year or third score. And then when we do have guys get it, we just don't get them the ball. And that's part of, I think, that learning curve for us, Jordan, where, you know, we're so used to set over the last 3 years. And now it's motion where, you know, coach doesn't call much sets. And it's guys got to learn how to play together like that and understand, look, it's okay for me to turn down a good shot to get a better shot.
Exactly. Especially when you know somebody's hot like that.
Right. So, you know, Landon's leading the way again tonight with 14. That's what he had exactly last night. So we'll see how this ends up in the second one. I got a feeling it'll be a little different this time around. Kel Ramel does have 11. Daniel Patch with 7. Rex Leverett with 6. Riggs Toby with 7. And Alex Dews with 2. That rounds out the scoring for the Indians there. And in JV action, the Indians won big there, 69-45 as well. Quarter scores went like this at the end of one. It was 14-12. Our Indians led. In the second quarter, we outscored the Blackhawks 20-9 to lead at halftime, 34-21. In the third quarter, the Indians put on a scoring spree again, putting up 20. Blackhawks put up 13 to increase that score, 54-34. Fourth quarter, the Indians outscored the Blackhawks 15-11. To end up winning again 69-45. Leading the way for the Indians was Alex Garkey with 16 points, Briggs Overman with 13, Caden Holman with 8, Colson Post with 9, Cooper Thompson with 6, Mason Diller and Gavin Evers, Hayden Seifring and Tyler Wendell all with 2 points. So that rounds out the 69 for our JV action. That puts Toby Metzger and our JV team at 9-9 on the season. And looking at the radio action here, next week, our girls host Minster, and you can listen that on simulcast with WPGW with NFHS video, senior night for swim team and girls basketball on Thursday. So you can get out and check that out. If not, hopefully turn in to Fort Recovery Radio and PGW or watch on NFHS. Friday, slow week, Jordan, after having a busy week this week.
Yeah.
Friday, we only have 2 games next week. Friday, our boys travel over to Minster, and no NFHS on that. So if you can't make it over to Minster, then listen, and Jordan and I will be doing that game for us on Fort Recovery Radio. So we go from action-packed to 2 games all next week, but getting that time of year, and you know, I think that's actually a decent schedule because now you can kind of have a weekend off a little bit, have a Saturday, coaches can go scout, and you know, players can kind of save some legs on a Saturday and you know, relax a little bit.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Crazy, the season's come to an end real quick on us, I think. Jeez,
it is, and we were talking about that today at our house as our 7th grade girls team wrapped up their season today. We lost to the 1-seed St. Henry Redskins, and I got a 7th grader, and Stella playing and her teammates, and you know, I asked her when I got done, I said, can you believe it's done? She's like, no, especially knowing that the boys have a whole nother month of, you know, talking about Daniel and the boys have a whole nother month playing. And I'm like, yeah, you know, the high school, it is the longest sports season, the winter season for, you know, basketball. It's 4 months long, where everyone else is usually in that 3-month range. So with the sports. So but we are winding down, and like we've talked about, this is one where we want to be playing our best.
Yeah, yeah, and I believe the 8th grade girls play on Monday.
They do. It was weird. We played, the 7th grade girls played when school weather got iffy on Thursday. The girls played, 7th grade girls, in the 8th grade console, or the playing games got canceled. So then that pushed everything back. Our girls got a bye for the 8th grade, so they now play Monday, and then turn around and we win, I think, play Tuesday.
Yes,
back-to-back games. And then what's our boys' schedule
boys
look like?
Schedule, the 7th grade will play on Thursday. We have a game on Tuesday versus Minster, a regular season game, and then our tournament starts on Thursday. And then the 8th grade tournament, their playing game is Thursday, but our 8th grade, I believe, will be will have a bye, so they should play their first round on Saturday.
So Monday, if you want to check the junior high girls out, you can go over to New Knoxville and watch them play. Where is the 7th grade boys at?
7th grade boys will be at Coldwater, and the 8th grade boys will be at New Knoxville.
Awesome. So, if you haven't been over to New Knoxville in the barn, they did some remodeling. I was over there for a volleyball action. Oh, my goodness. That place is beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is. The one thing I can't say, and I hate to harp on the Rangers too much, but in that junior high court, they didn't add on enough to the backside of it.
Oh, yeah, for fans and such.
Yeah, but, you know, hey.
Well, compared to what they had.
Oh, that's for sure.
All right. Neil says the Hall of Fame ceremony will be in the archives that Connor Ramo gave at the beginning. So if you want to listen to that, go ahead and check that out. Indians ball to start the third quarter. Daniel gets it into Cal Ramo, goes up and loses the ball inside. Will be Indians ball. It is knocked away by Anguiano.
Troy Holman inbound on the ball.
Over to Leverett. Gets it inside to Daniel. Little turnaround jump hook and up and good. You know, Rex Leverett turns down a wide open three, and I'm thinking, why is he not shooting that?
Yeah.
They were running a set. We just talk about how coach never runs a set. Woodbury with a deep three. Holy cow. Off of Kel's shoulder. I didn't even realize he was on the floor. That's how deep he was. Yeah. He was over here over by the coach in the front of the scorer's bench. I thought, who'd they just throw it to? That had to be a good 35 feet out there.
He sure has the green light, doesn't he?
Yeah. I didn't know there was a four-point shot. 20 feet just is the same as it is at 35.
I think so.
Right now, Schimpf has the ball up to Woodbury and to a high post against Anguiano. Loses the ball, but Wehrkamp recovers it for the Blackhawks. Back to Anguiano. Oh, my goodness. Nice pass by Anguiano. Up and no good. I didn't know who he was throwing it to.
I didn't know either.
Lloyd just missed it. Pat dribbles it down the floor over to Leverett. He spins. Step through move. Good move by Rex. Just no good right there, but I like the move by Rex. Rebound Blackhawks. Wehrkamp pushes ahead to Woodbury. Drives to the baseline side. Cut off there by the Indians. Knocked out. Will be Blackhawks ball.
You know, I like that move by Rex. I wish, you know, kids get so used to keeping their head down. You know, if you keep your head up, you know, right where you're spinning, it helps out a lot.
Yeah, Rex ducks his head on that. I like to see, like you say, keep that. Because the other thing is when you do spin, you can also now see cutters moving. When your head is down, you can't see anyone. Turnover on the Blackhawks as they try to get the ball in bounds. So it's going to be Indians ball. Our third quarter sponsor is Faller Mechanical. Stop by Faller Mechanicals for all your needs.
Blackhawks back in man defense.
Cal Ramo has the ball on the left-hand side. Drives, spins baseline over to Landon Post. Landon Post drives in. Gets blocked from behind. They're going to call foul. Ooh, and Woodbury comes down on his ankle and rolls it.
That didn't look good.
No, it does not. And he is their main guy.
Here's their first sub.
Yeah, and they are motioning for the coaches to come on. So let's take a break, and we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Hello, this is Chad Faller from Faller Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Faller Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Faller Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
And we're back, and they did get a sub in, and Landon Post did hit two of those free throws on the Hall Brother free throw line. Anguiano has the ball in a high post, deflected away. And number three, who just checked in, is Bryson Gower. We have to look because the Blackhawks is his first sub.
Yeah.
Deep three from Ship and misses it. First sub in the whole game here with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Troy Holman drives in there and misses it. Anguiano with the rebound, pushing ahead in transition. Over to Wertkamp. Wertkamp drives baseline, throws back up to Shimp. Shimp drives back in there, knocked away from behind. It's going to be Blackhawk. Oh, they're calling. Oh, that's a bad call.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, they're going to, officials are going to, I think, come together and correct that. As I say, we're homers, but we ain't that big of homers.
You know,
I mean, we knocked that out clearly.
We're playing St. Henry. I might say a different.
Yeah, I agree. and when you're not up 51-23.
Yeah, Anguiano with three, misses. Rex Leverett with rebound.
Outlets the post on the left hand side up to Ramo real quickly. Skip pass over to Troy Holman, over to Daniel Patch, back up to Landon Post. Landon's thinking about a three, receives a ball screen from Landon, from Kel. Over to Daniel, back into Kel Ramo. One dribble left-handed up, no good. Kel knocks away, Landon Post gets it. Shoot it, Landon. And he does, and three, and gets fouled. Landon's got to stop being unselfish, my goodness.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, and just what you were going to say, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, when you're that hot and you have the confidence, you know, there's no reason not to.
That's his fifth three on the night. Like, you were so wide open. What are you doing turning that down? Shoot it.
Four-point play there by Landon Post.
He's got 20 on the night. 55-23 Indians lead on the Fall Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. Indians back in the matchup 2-3. Wertkamp has the ball into Anguiano in the high post. He turns, drives, goes over to Shemp, back up to Wertkamp. Back over to Shemp on the right-hand side, swings the ball over to Gower, back up to Wertkamp on the high post. One dribble over to Shemp. Right now they're struggling to get it in. Deep three, no good.
Deep rebound there, yep. Anguiano.
Gets the rebound in the high post. Over to Wertkamp for three. Hits that one.
It.
Second chance opportunity there for Wertkamp. Missed the first one. Hits the second one. Leverett has the ball. Drives in. Jump stop. Landon Post has it. Thought about a three. Over to Daniel Patch. Over to Leverett. Ooh. Forgot the dribble on that one and turns it over.
You know, what I was going to say before is Anguiano tries to dribble it into Daniel Patch, and it's like hitting a brick wall. Oh, I love that.
Well, like I say, Anguiano, Drew's played with Daniel baseball, so they've been chatting it up a little bit here, and they know each other pretty well. So, Wertkamp has the ball back to Anguiano. Throws it over to Shim. Back to Wertkamp on the left-hand side.
And Indians are back in man defense.
Yep. Anguiano has the ball up top, switching man-to-man. Drew drives in and throws up a shot, and no good. Holman with the rebound. Throws a baseball pass one-handed to nobody, and it will be Blackhawks ball.
Number 34.
And Ramel Patch and Post have a seat, and Toby Guggenbiller and Deuce check in. And Holman and Leverett stay on the floor. Indians lead by 29, 55-26. Score a few more points here, we could have a running clock.
That is right.
And Blackhawks go in there, powered up, and gets
it. They had a sub there.
They did.
Aaron Hunt,
a 6-foot junior with a little jump hook. Nice move by him. Leverett has the ball on the left-hand side, over to Holman up top. Guggenbiller has the ball on the right-hand side, drives in, back to Toby. Passes down to Holman, but gets deflected away.
And that's one of those situations. You got for that to work, it's got to be there now.
Yeah. Well, you know, coach is saying we got to move. You want movement, but you also want movement with a purpose.
Yeah.
Moving just to move doesn't really do much for you unless there's a reason why you're going where you're going. Like Reese Guggenbiller right there drives to the middle and gets a handoff because he draws Rex Leverett's man, so he kicks the Rex. That's movement with a purpose.
Yeah.
And then Blackhawks get a foul. So.
Yeah, it's hard to teach in high school, but I try teaching that to seventh graders.
The thing I love about it, I was always a motion guy, and because you can't scout it. You have no clue what the defense offense is going to do because it's a read-and-react offense. Like, yeah. Holman just drives in there and gets it to Guggenbiller. Reese goes up left-handed, misses it, gets an offensive rebound, put back, no good. Ball on the floor. Guggenbiller gets it, turns around, and shoots it there. No good. Woodbury has the... Woodbury's back in. Throws it down the floor. Back to Woodbury up top. Over to Anguiano. Nice ball movement by the Blackhawks. Over to Wordcamp. Wordcamp fakes the handoff to Anguiano. Swings the ball on the right-hand side to Gower. Back to Wordcamp. Calls a play. Backdoor play from Anguiano, and out goes out of bounds on the Blackhawks.
And, you know, to follow up what you were saying about the motion offense, you know, I think it's a great offense. But the biggest thing out of it is if you don't move, there's no offense.
Right. You teach the kids how to play versus teaching the kids to play.
Yep.
Three by Leverett. No good there. Guggenbiller has the ball on a rebound. Drives in and gets fouled and misses the shot. So Reese will be going to the free throw line. You know, I think that's what makes St. John's so good as well. Because, you know, they have guys that have skills. You teach skill development practice. You teach guys how to learn to play. It's like watching old man open gym basketball, right?
It is.
Guys that know how to play, that know how to pass, know how to move to get the spots on the floor. Reese hits that free throw, gets the roll in the Hall Brother free
throw. And they value that jump shot so well, you know? Right. I mean...
But, you know, because it's hard to scout. You don't know what guys are going to do. You know, we could scout enough sets that you could take away a set, and then now all of a sudden you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You can't take away a motion offense. So it's a work in progress, too. That's the thing. Like, hopefully people understand our Indians are learning something new this year, and it's not going to happen overnight. Reese hits that second one. Good job defensively by the Indians there. Knocked away by Troy. Pick up by Riggs. Riggs drives in. Throws over to Troy Holman. Wide open three. Short there. Riggs, Toby with an offensive rebound putback. Good effort by Riggs. Riggs is having himself a good game tonight.
Yeah, he is.
I'm going to take credit for that since he came over and ate my food last night after the game there, Riggsy, and played some pool with him. 59-28, Indians lead with 2:10 to go in the Fall Mechanical third quarter.
Anguiano with a
good drive.
Rim, yeah. Fouled and one.
Drew has 9 points for the Blackhawks. Ram on post check-in, replacing Leverett and Holman. And Guiano stepping to the Hall Brother free throw line. Takes a couple dribbles. Stops and pops and hits that one, giving him 10 on the night.
Brings the score to 59-31 on the Fallen Mechanical scoreboard. Landon Post with the ball, dribbling the ball at the top of the key. Rotates over to Riggs Toby. Back to Cale Rammel. He attacks the rim. Turns the ball over to Shemp. And the Blackhawks pushing the ball down by Shemp, and Alex Deuce knocks it out of bounds. Wordcamp for the Blackhawks. Throwing the ball in. Up to Aquiana. And Cale Rammel. This is steal. Attacks the rim and finishes. Blackhawks waste no time. They push the ball up in transition. Wordcamp back over to Hunt. Hunt over to Shemp. Shemp back to Hunt. Jump shot and he is fouled. I think that was by Cale, right?
Yep.
Or no, that was Alex Deuce. And that brings Aaron Hunt to the free throw line. First one's good.
Again, if you want to listen to the Hall of Fame, it should be in our archive. So,
for a kid who's been sitting on the bench most of the game, he's playing pretty well for him. Yep. It makes both of them.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing people don't understand. You sat there for 45 minutes, haven't really warmed up, haven't ran, haven't shot a ball, and all of a sudden now they expected to go out there and shoot it and score. That's hard.
Yeah, it is.
Post for three in the corner. No good there. Rebound for Hunt. He's having himself some nice minutes there. Yeah. Maybe saying, hey, coach, put me in. Shemp thinks about a three. Gets Hunt on the cut. Up and good for him. He has 6 points. Indians quickly down the floor. Guggenbiller drives in. Stop throws out to Rammel. Cal shoots a three. No good. Post with the rebound. Put back and gets fouled on the shot.
And a little recap. Last night, Max scores. All right. we had Versailles and Coldwater. Versailles took that one 55-41.
Gave Coldwater their first loss. That puts Marion, boys and girls, right now leading the MAC race.
That's right. Marion Local 61 over Parkway 24. Delphi St. John 62 over Minster 59.
That score is intriguing because Minster's been playing a lot of young kids.
Yeah.
Post hits the first one, hits the second one.
Very much so.
It's going to be a ball game next week.
Yeah, it will. Yeah, it will. And then New Bremen over New Knoxville 69-52. So, yeah, it'll be a barn burner, that's for sure.
Hunt has the ball for the Blackhawks inside. Knocked away by Riggs Toby, but they call reach in foul. You know, early in the year, that looked like an easy game, but now the Minster Wildcats are getting better late in the year. It's time you want to start to get better.
Yeah, that's right.
Indians lead with 44.6 to go in the Fallen Mechanical third quarter scoreboard, 62-35. Woodbury has the ball on the left-hand side. Back away dribble. Throws over to Gower. Thinks about a three. Hits ship inside. Spins, turns around, goes up, loses the ball. Knocked away, they say.
And, you know, everybody starts talking about tournament, thinking about tournament. We are going to have a super tough region to play out of.
You know, and they're doing it different this year, which I absolutely don't understand nor like, by the way.
Yeah.
Turnover there on the Blackhawks. Ramo has the ball with 30 seconds to go. Passes ahead to Post. Post dribbles it in, hands it off to Kell. Nice pass, Landon Post. Again, turning down a good shot for a great shot are the Indians. 15 seconds to go. Lloyd drives baseline, throws in. Guggenbiller knocks it away. Post has the ball. Reciprocate it right back to Guggenbiller for the layup. Nice pass, Landon Post. That's two. Deep three, Woodbury at half court and comes up short. At the end of three, our Indians lead 66-35.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back to start the fourth quarter again. Our fourth quarter sponsor is K&L Tractors. And the Indians lead to start the fourth, 66-35. The Mississinawa ball going right to left on your radio dial. Loy has the ball, guarded by Leverett. Tries baseline, spins, throws back up to Shim. Swings the ball to Woodbury back up top. Woodbury drives in, throws it over to Loy, over to Shim. Shim drives to the middle of the floor. Nice back cut.
Gower.
Yep. Turns it over. Patch with the pickup. Over to Rammel. Back to Daniel Patch. Daniel for three. Long. Lori with a rebound. Going to be a reach-in foul on Holman.
You know, that's just one of those frustration fouls.
Yeah.
You know.
You know, 14 foul for the Indians, 5 for the Blackhawks. So really didn't mean much.
Woodbury bring the ball down. Passes over to Hunt at the elbow. Hunt with a jumper. Got it.
He's able to hit that one. He's having himself a nice night.
Yeah, he is. 8 points so far. And
only played less than a half.
Yeah.
Cal Ramel drives in, powers up, gets deflected. It's going to be Indians ball. Holman's going to trigger it in. Throws up to Cal Ramel. Clear out on the right-hand side. Cal drives up. And they're going to call a block on Loy. Hands on the hip is where he gets blocked. I would have loved to have seen a few of those called last night. That wasn't.
Yeah.
Because that happened a lot last night for Kel. Kel misses that on the Hall Brother free throw line.
and cashes in on that one. Hits the second. Splits a pair for there for Kel. Knocked away, retains the ball at Shemp, drives in, throws it, nope, Blackhawks are able to save it, Woodbury for three, and hits that one. That gives him nine on the night.
Bringing the score to 67-40.
Holman has the ball on the left side, gives it to Ramel, skip pass to Daniel Patch, over to Holman, over to Patch, into Ramel, nice back cut, yep, pass from Daniel to Kel.
And, you know, a lot of people don't understand when we say good find, stuff like that. Normally it's because of the, you know, he definitely read that before Kale was there, and that's what made the play.
Yeah, reach in there on Kale, be the Indians' 50. Yeah, Daniel knew because he called for the ball back. He ain't looking to shoot that. You know, he knows that Kale is going to cut. He's going to find him. And so, like you say, that's part of the understanding of the offense. And the time it takes to understand a motion offense, you know, people I don't think understand that. It takes some time to figure that out because you got to figure out the strengths of your teammates, what they want to do, what you want to do, and be on the same page together.
Yeah.
Deep three there. Rebound there for Rimmel. Ward can't miss it. Kel's pushing ahead in transition. Fights Troy Holman. Power drop step up from Rex Leverett. Nice pass, Troy Holman. Giving Rex two more points on the night.
Woodbury with the ball. Down there. Passes in the Hunt. Hunt kicks out to Ward Camp.
Troy falls down. Turnaround jump shot. No good.
Daniel Patch with the rebound.
Out at the post on the left-hand side. Pushing it up. Over to Troy Holman. Nice step through move by Troy. Giving him his first baskets of the night.
Work can't bring the ball down the floor. Just walking it up. Taking their time. Hunt with a ball screen. Tries to dish it off. Intercepted by Landon Post. Kale Ramel up with a big two-handed dunk. I think he's been waiting for that for a little bit.
And I think we're taking a 30-second timeout just mainly to sub. So we bring in a host of... be a full timeout, I guess, instead. So let's take a full timeout, and we'll be back.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
All right, we're back again, fourth quarter. K&L Tractors is our sponsor. 75-40 Indians lead. We got Toby, Dews, Leverett, Overman, and Guggenbiller on the floor.
Camp deep three, misses. Rebound by Riggs Toby. Riggs pushing the ball up the floor, passes over to Rex Leverett. Rex attacks it middle, up and good.
Possibly could have ducked his shoulder on the charge
just a little bit. We'll take it, though, I guess.
I like the aggressiveness, though, Rex.
Ward Camp over to Woodbury's deep three. We got about a 35-footer there.
Briggs Overman checking in, getting some action. Over to Leverett. Leverett drives in, dribble hand off to Toby. Toby slices in, dribbles up. Could have been a foul they didn't call, but Riggs finishes. Nice finish there by Riggs.
Brings the score 79-40. It should be a running clock.
Right? It should be, no matter what, right here. Deflection. Leverett picks it up. Oh, thought about a pass over to Reese. Tried to anyway. Got kickball call. We only got one more Indian there we can put in, and that's Gavin Evers on the bench.
Number 20, Leland Kaufman checking in for Blackhawks.
I assume at that point when we do, he'll get Rex.
Ooh.
Yeah. Rex pull-up jumper.
Good. We've both seen that. I know you guys just hear us making noises, but Briggs Overman had a wide-open look there in the corner.
Coming off of a screen, and you're running a set to get him in. And Gavin does check in and replace Rex. Yeah, that's one of those things where, it was a nice move by Rex, but you saw him coming off thinking, oh, we just missed him right there. And Hunt has the ball for the Blackhawks. Over to Wertkamp. Wertkamp drives in. Throws it over to someone who, Thomas Gower, who just checked in. Comes up short. It's going to be Indians ball. So right now, every Indian has scored that has played besides Briggs and Gavin, who just checked in as sophomores. Reese goes in and gets knocked away. It's going to be Indians ball.
Briggs Overman inbounds over to Reese. He attacks the rim. No foul. Followed up offensive rebound by Riggs, and he puts it in. A little shaken up there on the play.
Riggs is tough.
Yeah, he is.
It's going to take a lot for Riggs to come out. 83 for our Fort Recovery Indians and 40 for our Mississinawa Blackhawks. Gower shot fakes it, throws over to Hunt, swiped away by Toby, and Riggs is going to get a reach-in foul. That's his going to be the 16th foul for the Indians. And it looks like Mississinawa is making a couple subs here as well. And number 24 is checking in, which is Wyatt Stump. He's a 5'8 freshman.
Wow.
He looks young, can shoot the ball, I can tell you that. He had some deep threes in the JV game that looked good. Hunt has the ball for the Blackhawks, drives baseline. Tell you what, I like him.
I do too. I mean, he's not super tall, but he definitely gives him some size.
Does some really good things for a junior.
Honestly, I'm a little disappointed. You know, I know we're just watching one game, but from what we've seen.
Why is he not playing more?
I know.
Yeah, I agree. He's having himself a nice night. Looks good. I mean, knowing the conference they're in and knowing what he's doing here tonight, I mean, he's got 9 points coming off the bench in limited minutes. My goodness.
Yeah.
Might want to play him a little more. He's got 10 on the night. Briggs Overman has the ball for the Indians. Running clock here for our Indians. Leading by 41. Gavin Evers with the ball. Over here to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese drives in and gets it knocked away. Here's the one thing I want to see our guys do. Get Briggs and Gavin a shot.
Yeah.
Host of Blackhawks are going to sub. It's still a running clock.
You know, when you're at that age and you're just seeing the floor very minimal, I mean, that's what it's all about right now, you know?
Yeah, giving them a shot.
Give them some confidence.
43 seconds to go. Deuce has the ball. Back cut by Reese. Over to Gavin Evers. There you go, Gavin. What's drive that? In. Stop and pops.
Ah.
No good. Offensive putback for Reese Guggenbiller.
Good team rebound right there.
Yep. I think that's understanding the moment right there for your teammates, too.
Yeah.
We got it to Gavin. He's a fan favorite of the fellas. I know that for sure. Good kid. Brother Dylan played for the Indians a couple years back.
Yeah.
Fan favorite by a lot of people, too.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Nice drive up there for the Blackhawks for that young man. I'm not sure. Kyle Wertkamp, maybe. He's a freshman.
We're going to let this one run out.
Indians come away with a big victory tonight. 85-44 on Hall of Fame night. Thoughts on that one?
You know, I really don't know what to say besides, you know, that we took advantage of a lot of things that we do good. And I was very impressed with the boys, the rotation we had right out of the gate. Landon had a lot of confidence, did a great job firing away. You know, the boys played a great game, and hopefully this is a good confidence booster, you know, going into the rest of, you know, finishing out the season. We got a couple more weeks here, so it'll be interesting to see how they can build off this.
Yep. Congratulations to our two Hall of Fame inductees tonight. Again, Joanna Snyder Hyatt and Jenna Jenkins Nestrick. And so if you're in town, you want to go up to the Legion, you can go. Or
it's
Knights of Columbus, right? They're at the Knights of Columbus. Knights of Columbus is where you can go up there and meet them and talk to them and honor them and tell them congratulations for their induction to the Hall of Fame. Again, Indians win tonight, 85-44. We'll take a break, and then we'll be back.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we got Coach Bob Leverett up here with us. And Coach, got to be happy with tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. After last night, you know, that was just a tough loss at St. Henry. We needed to get some confidence going. And so, you know, coming in tonight, we knew it was a great opportunity to get that going. And I think we accomplished that.
Yeah, so, you know, besides Gavin and Briggs, everyone played, you know, of our eight guys, they all scored. And the one thing we noticed tonight and talked about a lot was our ball movement and our player movement.
Right. And that's one thing, you know, last night, not to go back to beat the drum about the St. Henry game, but, you know, we didn't move the ball offensively against their zone, and we knew we needed to do that, and we didn't do that. And some of that was just because of reps throughout the week and school being canceled or what have you. But so that was what we drove through to them today was, hey, we've got to move the ball. If we're going to win these games, these next few games, and get going a tournament, now's the perfect night to do it. You know, this is a great opportunity to run our stuff and be able to score out of it and get some confidence. And we did that tonight.
The other thing that stood out, too, is this is the second night Landon Post had a pretty good night. Right now, is that basket looking like a beach to him right now?
It's a big old ocean, yeah. And hey, just keep on shooting it. He's a great shooter, so, and he's done it in practice throughout the year where he's hit four or five in a row. So, you know, obviously he's got the green light. And the good thing about that is people are going to start to – all right, now it's going to start stretching their defense.
Right.
So what's that going to do? It's going to open up Kale and Daniel inside a little bit, get Rex slashing to the basket like he can do. And then what I tell you what, when you've got another teammate that's hitting shots, it does get everybody else going too. So look for some other guys to hit some shots off of that.
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. And, you know, we talked a lot even, too, on the defensive side. You know, we loved watching the defenses change in there in the second quarter. And
no, the only reason I did that tonight was because I knew it was going to make them talk, and I didn't think we talked very well last night. I mean, and we did and we didn't. It's that focus where we lose track for 1 second, and then they give up a layup. So that was my thinking tonight was, well, I'm just going to make them talk because we're going to switch our defenses on makes and misses. So I think that helped. And then we talked about harping on them about making them uncomfortable when they catch the ball. And our help side hasn't been very good for some reason. So, you know, we want to pressure the ball, and we haven't done that. That's why we've given up so many threes this year. So we're back to the basics. We're gonna get on there. You know what's this week, so we can get things going here.
And you know, I really like too. Not you know, you switching the defenses. You know, you get a score like that where you're just you know blowing them out. It's good because then I feel like you're engaging them to you know keep going.
Yes, exactly.
You know
they can't get lackadaisical or lose their focus because we are beating them by you know quite a few points.
Yeah. I thought Riggs Toby did a lot of good things tonight.
Scrappy, you know, that's his game, up and down like that. And that was another thing we wanted to do was push it. That game suits him and Alex really well because they just play better on the fly where they don't have to think. They can just read and react offensively. And that's why he looked well.
Good. We were coming down to the home stretch here. Obviously, we have, what, 4 games left?
Yeah, Minster, and then we get a Saturday night off. I think I might have a date. Jackie's talking about taking me out somewhere. And then we've got Knoxville, and we go to Newton with a triple header, and New Bremen here on senior night to finish up.
So we go to, so it's Minster.
Minster at Minster.
Knoxville Newton. Home. I missed the Knoxville game.
Knoxville home, yeah. And then Newton on the road with a triple header, and then New Bremen home to finish it up.
And so that's senior night, right?
Senior night, yeah, which will be a big game. So tournament seating is next Sunday.
So tell us about this thing, because I've seen on Twitter with Kurt Guttermiller not real happy. I've seen some coaches in that I know in the Cleveland and Toledo area right now that are in a rage. So tell us about this.
So the Martin RPI is what it's called, and it's based off of your computer. They throw your schedule in, and then with your wins and losses compared to who you play and their wins and losses, the computer does all of the tallying for you, and it's going to give you where you need to be seated.
Yeah, but the computer's only going to tally what you put in as a formula. So who's putting this formula in?
That's what everybody wants to know.
A basketball guru guy or some nerd tech guy?
And that's what's got, you know, Coach Guttermiller and a bunch of the District 8 coaches fired up because we can't get answers from them. So we questioned the whole system early on at our District 8 meetings. And then we got drug in with District, I think.
9, right?
9 and 10.
9's north of us.
Yeah, the two districts north of us. And they didn't research any of it. They just voted yes. Well, the District 8 coaches, we sent out a vote. Hey, read into this, guys, and then let's vote on it. Well, we voted it. First time, it was close. It almost passed. The second time we voted, everybody was like, no way, we're not doing this. Well, it just takes away the eye test for coaches.
Right,
You know, a perfect example was Cincinnati Taft last year, who plays a huge big boy schedule. When they got the Martin RPI, it had them like a 10 seed out of a 15 seed sectional. Well, if it was a coach's eye test, they would have been a 2 seed.
Right. Yeah.
They win state last year. So,
right. What does that tell you?
What's that tell you?
Well, and I saw a coach comment today saying we actually won 2 games this week and dropped.
Yeah.
So you win 2 games, you do what you're supposed to on our schedule, but you actually drop in rankings after winning 2 games. So how is that justified?
It's not. It's a lot of districts not doing their homework on this thing, and it's a simple formula for the OHSAA to just punch in and it's done. It's less work for them, basically, is what it is. That's how I see it.
So our seating is next Sunday.
Yes.
And where is our options where we could go for the places to host?
So we can go to St. Mary's or we can go to Coldwater.
Okay.
Those are our two options, and it's either on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. I think the Tuesday games are in Coldwater, and then there are Wednesday games. There's Tuesday games in Coldwater and St. Mary's, and then Wednesday game, I think, is just in St. Mary's.
So this machine's going to spit out a seed for us,
yep.
And then the rest of it is us, then to still place yourself.
We still place ourselves.
So does the region location, does that all still stay the same then?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still Coldwater, St. Mary's for us, and then Wapak, and then...
How'd you go on? Okay.
DG.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I've been catching wind of this, and people are like, well, it's going to take some time to work bugs out. And it's like, okay, in the process, so you're screwing teams over who could be good and getting hosed in seeding while you're trying to figure this out. Shouldn't we have figured this out before we rolled it out?
Yeah, so if you think of it like this, you know, like us, having played Jay County, Graham was a D2. Say we would have beat a bunch of D1 schools that aren't very good. It could give us a huge seed.
Yeah.
It could give us a huge advantage, and we might not have been very good, but it looked like we're good.
So is this something then, knowing how this is going to work, is this something you set down in the future and start thinking about a schedule change with some of this?
Well, if they think it's going to stick around, why wouldn't you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go play some crappy D2 schools and get some points from, almost like the football computer rankings.
Yeah.
You know, very similar.
Very similar.
Thing. Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. That's good to know.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, how do we get in the football playoffs this year? We beat Urbana, who was a Division IV, I believe, football.
Yeah.
That's where we get all our points from. So basketball will be very similar.
So road trips, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
No.
just win your games, right?
Yeah, just win.
Just win, baby. Yeah. Just win.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping up and talking to us.
I appreciate it.
Good win tonight.
Yeah.
Also, by us talking with Coach, that gets me out of cleaning the gym, so my wife has to do that with the 8th grade D.C. Cleanup crew tonight. I'm happy about.
And my wife's probably watching our 10-month-old, so she's probably staring me down somewhere.
All right, well, thanks for listening tonight. Hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast. Indians win again. Big. What was the final score again? 85-44, Indians win. And next week, we are over at Minster.
Yep.
Check them out. And Neil will be back to wrap it up.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse, where the Indians come away with a pretty good victory tonight. Well... needed, much needed, and I think we won by about 40, something like that. And Kale got a dunk and got a lot of stuff going on, so I ended up 85-44, I believe, is the final. So Hall of Fame night was really good. Had the little girls cheerleaders in between halftime of the JV game. Hall of Fame, Jenna Jenkins Nestrick and Joanna Snyder Hyatt were inducted, and that ceremony will be in our archives tonight along with the game, so that can all be accessed whenever you want it. Next week, it's just Minster. That's all we have. Girls hosting Minster on Thursday. We're simulcasting WPGW, and of course that audio will be heard with the NFHS video. And it'll be senior night for the girls' basketball, I believe. And then Friday, it'll be the boys at Minster. That will now be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast. They don't have the NFHS video. They just have NK Telco. I shouldn't say just. That's nice for them. But if you're not an NK Telco subscriber, you can't get that game. And NK Telco is all Glaze and a little bit of Shelby, so it's not over this direction. So it is available on there, but I don't know how you would access it unless you're over that way. So anyway, Minster girls here on Thursday, boys at Minster on Friday. So that's going to wrap it up here. Again, the Indians come away with a nice victory, a much-needed victory that kind of gives us a little moral boost and some momentum going in and into next week in the last, as they were talking about, the last four games of the season. And should be a good week for our Indians. Everybody rest up a little bit, and we'll go into the final four games of the season with a big momentum burst. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Radio Sports Presentation right here on your Indians leader, Farm Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Farm Recovery Internet Radio.